Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Tommy Egan, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm very well. Nice to talk to you. Have you seen any of the Magic Mics, either XXL or XXY or whatever?
I've seen both the movies. A couple of nights there, we were at the premiere of it at the Savoy Cinema with the Chain Gang, courtesy of Warner Music. We were delighted we got the VIP invitations.
Because you are the manager of the male stripper group, the Chain Gang.
That's right. Welcome to paradise.
Yeah. And you used to do this for a living yourself.
Yeah, I was in the show about 8 years ago, and you know it was fantastic.
Okay,
it's one of the best jobs in the world.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're on that stage, Ryan, it's like you're a movie star. You're a pop star. Everybody is screaming at you to perform.
And when you say perform, give me a typical... What's the first big piece of music that you hear and you think, showtime?
Well, once your cue is set to go and you come out on that stage, I'll give you a very funny one, Ryan. The very first time I came out on stage, I was so nervous, I forgot to take my trousers off. I got stage fright.
Worst stripper ever.
Ever. It was like a comedy show.
And music-wise, what are we talking about in terms of getting you going?
Well, all the guys in the show would have set pieces, and those set pieces would be their performances in the show for the choreography on stage. But the big thing that the women keep shouting every time a guy goes on stage is Full Monty.
They want to hear, what is it, Keep Your Hat On or Leave Your Hat On? Or?
Keep Your Hat On is a great anthem for stripping to, and Chain Gang have set routines to that song. Yeah, great song, great choice, Ryan. Super.
How many years did you work as a stripper?
I worked in the Chain Gang show for about 8 years.
And
8 years I was there.
At what stage in your life do you feel it's time to consider retirement as a stripper? What age group or what body fitness level?
I tell you what happens, Ryan. Your body tells you. When you see these young guys coming into the show from all corners of the globe, you're looking at these guys and they're in top-notch shape. And you say to yourself, you know, yeah, I can perform. I've got the experience. But you see these guys coming into it and you say, well, it's time to move on. Hang up the G-string.
Hang up your G-string and head into the sunset. Was it a full-time gig, Tommy, or did you have to do other work to make a book? Or what was the crack with that?
No, I worked full-time on this 7 days a week. The demand for the Chain Gang was phenomenal. Private shows, kissograms, hen nights, and then the show itself. So we were always up and down the country, kept busy.
And was it, I mean, would you meet a woman doing such a thing, or was it always very much, no, that's work now, leave that off?
You would meet so many beautiful women, gorgeous women, up and down the country, and, you know, you'd get into great conversations with them, and they'd tell you about their lives and what they do, and, you know, they'd be asking you about your job there on the Chain Gang, what was it like, how do you feel, what's it like on stage, the usual chit-chat you would get from women up and down the country.
Would you be given things like phone numbers and other stories?
You would get knickers signed, they'd hand them to you, you would get telephone numbers. The amount of numbers you would get is just frightening. You'd be struggling to keep up with them. Struggling.
And did you keep up with them?
No, I didn't. I couldn't keep up with them. There was that many women that came to the shows, all the guys was inundated. Not just me, all the guys.
Yeah.
Because they were all very popular.
Now, is it sleazy?
Now, you know, it's different strokes for different folks.
Excuse the pun,
Our show is a fun show. It's the type of show you could bring your granny to. It's all ages. It's geared at everyone. There's something in that show for everyone. And there's some guy in that show for everyone as well. So it's a fun show.
When you say there's some guy for everyone, there's different characters, is it?
Yeah, there's different characters. You know, we've got Chico, who comes out as a sailor. We've got Dimitri, who comes out as a fireman. We've got Sixpack, who comes out as an American soldier. And, you know, it's something there for everyone. We've got Dimitri, Dan, and Blade, who come out in LAPD uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
The costumes alone are appealing.
And do the job. What was your stripper name?
My name, all those years ago, was Toy Boy.
Toy Boy. And did you name yourself, or were we given the name?
I was given the name because it's been passed down. There's been so many Toy Boys in the show. It's a super name and it's been with us for the last 21 years.
If it was Magic Meg XXL, there would be, of course, hoots of derision from certain lobbies saying how it's disgraceful that they're on the radio talking about this stripping show for women, or women going around clubs being you know, slobbered over by all these men, and you know, people would be quite angry. But it doesn't work the other way.
No, it doesn't.
It's all hilarious when it's men being
for some strange reason, it doesn't work the other way, because it's great to bring your granny to see the Chain Gang, or your mammy to see the Chain Gang on stage, and it's regarded as a fun thing, having a laugh. But the other thing is, it just doesn't go down well at all.
No, what is that? Political correctness, obviously?
Yeah, I just, you know, for years it's been that way, and it hasn't changed over the years. Whereas when you look at these type of shows, and when you see the movies coming out, it encourages it more in every pub and every club nationwide.
Now, Magic Mike XXL, did you enjoy the film? I mean, I have to say it's the last film in the cinema I'd want to go and see, but did you like it?
See, we would love it because we're into stripping, and it's about the stripping industry. But looking at the women that were there, it was packed, and the screams from them were fantastic, so they must have enjoyed it. Must have.
Yeah. Was there any sound in the movie, or did that matter?
listening to the women there, they're glued to the movie, they're watching everything that's going on, the choreography in the movie is fantastic, and the stripping scenes are out of this world.
Yeah, okay.
Wonderful
well,
job.
You convinced me even more so not to go and see it again. But listen, Tommy, it's been good to talk to you, and obviously the stripping business for fellas is alive well, although the Chain Gang show you mentioned, no Irish men in there.
Not at the moment. I mean, the problem trying to get the Irish guys is, you know, you bring them into the show, you train them, you give them the experience, and then the girlfriends come along. Or they see a neighbour in the crowd and they say, oh, God, they're going to tell everyone I'm taking my clothes off.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to get the right Irish guys. Now we've guys from four corners of the globe, and it gives us that international flavour. Don't forget, Ryan, this year the show is 22 years on the road.
Yeah, still going.
Still going.
Still demand for it. All right, Tommy, listen, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks for that.
Ryan, you're welcome.
Look after yourself. See you soon.
Bye-bye.